With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be joined on this Monday by PBD Chief of Staff Christopher Ryder. And Chris, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thanks for having me.
Beautiful summer. It's gone. It's in the rearview mirror. At least it will be in a couple of days, astronomically speaking. But big weekend coming up for PBD. A lot of stuff going on, and let's get started right with that. Something called the City of PBD International Festival. So where would you like to start?
Sure. Well, let me just let folks who may not have heard of the International Festival. In our 40th year this year, the International Festival is Sunday, September 15th. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Main Street in Peabody Square. And this tradition was begun back in 1984 by former Mayor Peter Tarigian, the late Peter Tarigian. And it brings together, Rick, local organizations, churches, synagogues, fraternal organizations, veterans groups, our business community, our nonprofit community, and our arts community in what Mayor Betancourt calls the biggest party on the North Shore. It's a day of arts, entertainment, and food from around the world, right in the heart of Peabody and Peabody Square, downtown Peabody.
What are some of the things that not only residents but also visitors to city of Peabody could expect? I remember a long time ago I covered that when I was with WESX, and it was amazing to see how much was going on and the different cultures and groups that are represented.
Well, as you can imagine, Rick, over 40 years of a tradition like this, we've added to it over the years, and many dedicated people on the committee, the festival committee, have brought new elements into it. This year, the festival weekend, as it were, kicks off with the Progeria Road Race. Progeria, as some of your listeners may know, is an aging-related disorder, and the Progeria Research Organization has done wonderful work to raise money to find a cure. So they start our weekend off on Saturday, September 9th, with a 5K race or 2-mile fun walk. And that Saturday, September 9th, the day before the actual festival, it starts at 9 a.m. Walkers and runners meet at the Leather City Common, which is downtown Peabody, right across from the AOH. And it's a great morning and just always kind of a traditional way to start our festival weekend. People can expect on Festival Day, Sunday, September 15th, again, starting at 11 a.m. downtown Peabody, over 70 vendor booths featuring just a delicious selection of foods from around the world. We're talking about Brazilian barbecue, Rick, burgers and steak dips from One Main, Main Street's newest bistro, chicken and lamb kebabs from St. Basilius Church, baklava, Caribbean food, Chinese food, Polish klumpki, kielbasa, and punchki. Then entertainment, Rick. We have entertainment, again, from around the world. That's why it's called the International Festival. We have two festival stages. Folks will find one at Peabody Square, right in front of the new Brody's Pub, and the other at the intersection of Main Street and Washington Street, down the other side of Main Street, in front of Sugar Cane Restaurant. And the lineup, as always, every year, just brings out the best in Peabody. We have dancing. We have singing. St. Basilius Greek dancers, Ja Spirit, a Caribbean band, Camilla Latina Dance Band, the Brian Mays Band. We have Irish music, Polish music, Latin American music, and again, dance and entertainers from all around the world representing so many of the different ethnic groups that reside here in Peabody, Rick.
Well, the long-range weather forecast looks spectacular. Now, is the city prepared for an influx of visitors? Because I know that the residents certainly take part of these activities.
Yeah, each year, the festival draws anywhere from 40 to 50,000 visitors throughout the course of the day, and it's just great to look up and down Main Street and seeing it teeming with people, with families, and just great laughter and great spirit. And like you said, when the weather is beautiful, which typically it is, last year we had a bit of an off year, but typically just a beautiful Sunday, it really is a wonderful day. And one other thing I wanted to mention, Rick, was our artisan market and Galleria. That's on Festival Day, is when Foster Street is transformed into just a mecca of art, paintings, jewelry vendors, people making handmade blankets for sale, crafts, woodworking. Dozens of local artists set up their paintings and their creations in our Galleria tent, which is just beautiful local artists under one roof. And it's a great opportunity to spend a half hour walking through and seeing some really beautiful local art.
And I will post the details. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Scheduled for Saturday. Is that correct? Oh, no, Sunday. I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
That's okay. Sunday, September 15th, 11 to 11 to 4, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., mm-hmm. Main Street in downtown Peabody. And I'd be remiss, Rick, if I didn't say that there's something from the kid for the kids that day. It's called Kids Corner. It's at Veterans Memorial Park on Walnut Street, which is just steps from Main Street behind the main library. So festival folks can grab their food, see some art, and then if they've got kids and they want to entertain them for an hour or so, bring them down to the park. Kids Corner will have arts and crafts, a bounce house, face paintings, DJ, character shows, magic tricks, and live music, and sing-alongs for the kids. So it's a great way from 11 a.m. to 4 all during the day at the festival for parents to take a breather and enjoy their food while their kids have a great time.
Great idea. And I'm also guessing, Chris, that local businesses will be taking advantage of this as well. Will some of them be open on Sunday that ordinarily might not be?
That's a great question, and indeed they are. And the festival, Rick, has always been a wonderful opportunity for our Main Street and downtown business community to promote their wares, their food, and just have a great day of visibility. A lot of the folks that come to the festival are coming to downtown Peabody for the first time. So many of our restaurants are open that day. The North Shore Children's Museum will be open that day. I know the Bell Inn and Tavern, the beautiful property on the corner of Main Street and Washington Street, will be open. So everybody can see what has transformed that mansion, that Peabody landmark, into a beautiful inn, restaurant, and speakeasy pub. It's a great day to see that, and they'll love to see it. So it is a wonderful day for our business community, you know, with, again, some 40,000 to 50,000 people, many coming for the first time to taste the food from our great restaurants like Maki Sushi, Santoro's, Next Mex Thing, One Main, like I mentioned, Potts, and, of course, we have Boba Tea. It's just a great day for those local businesses.
If I'm driving down there from Gloucester, what do you suggest in terms of using a public, you know, privately owned vehicle?
Sure. So, I mean, anticipate that Main Street, that portion of Main Street, will be closed that day, but there'll be no parking on Main Street. But we do have parking at our Mill Street lot, again, which is behind the main library. We have parking on Railroad Avenue, which is next to the Peabody Courthouse. And there is parking on Washington Street, which is street parking, but plenty of it. Mm-hmm. And the good news is, for those who don't want to bring their car downtown but they live further away, they can grab a shuttle at the Higgins Middle School. And all day long, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the festival, they can just head down, park at Higgins, which has a huge parking lot, and jump on the shuttle. It'll drop them off right outside the festival gates. And then they can jump back on the shuttle anytime they want throughout the day. In other words, it'll be running all day.
Mm-hmm. Sounds spectacular. And on a Monday, it's great to have this to look forward to. Chris, anything else you want to mention about the city?
Well, I just wanted to mention, because it's we've been talking about the festival, and you've been so good to let us kind of come on and let people know that it's coming on September 15th. I just wanted to mention that an event of this magnitude wouldn't be possible without some very generous sponsors that we have, including our title sponsor once again this year, Rick, is North Shore Bank. Local sponsors like Conway Cale Funeral Home, Salem 5, Eastern Bank, and Rockland Trust have really come through. And for those who may not be able to get down to City, Peabody Square and Main Street for the festival on Sunday the 15th, Peabody TV, our local cable access channel, does a great job of covering it, soup to nuts. They've done it for years. It's really tremendous, award-winning coverage of the International Festival. People can tune into their local Channel 9, I believe. You know, they'll find it on their local access and watch the festival live and then replays of the festival going forward. And then finally, Rick, I just wanted to mention our outstanding festival committee, Daryl McCarthy, Camille Bartlett, Beth Amico, and the entire International Festival Committee. Again, we couldn't do it without the sponsors, and we couldn't do it without these great people on our committee.
Well, give my best to Daryl. I haven't talked with her in a long time, and she's been so nice to us when we go to City Hall, so we appreciate that. Chris, I appreciate your taking the time as well, and have a great week.
Rick, thanks so much.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you. That's Chris Ryder, who is the Chief of Staff for Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.